Today's Amud is Ma'id Katan Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on the top line on Zayin Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So we had mentioned in the Mishnah that when it comes to trapping on Chol HaMoed, so trapping Tzad is one of the Lamed Tes Malachis, Be'etzem it's Aser to trap on Chol HaMoed, however for a Davar Avid it's Mutter. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said that Mistei Ha'ilon Kedarkoi, that if you're trapping an animal from Mistei Ha'ilon, which has the status of a state based Hashlachin, there's a big hefsid. It's a big hefsid if the animal would go be allowed to roam around in the field. So then you could trap it on Chol HaMoed, even Kedarkoi, even in the normal way. However, when it comes to a grain field, which halachically is like a stay-based abal, when it comes to watering it, you wouldn't be allowed to water it because it's only harvacha. However, if you have an animal going through, if you have the animal the Mishnah spoke about was an ishus or akbarim, an ishus or mice going through the field, so that would be a hefsid. And therefore, even by a stay alavan, you'd be allowed to trap it. Just the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda said, you have to trap it shalei kedarka. It's not as much of a hefsid, and therefore he held that you have to do it shalei kedarka. You have to do a shinoi. So Tan Rabbanan, a braisa that elaborates on this din of the Mishnah, says the braisa, ketzad kedarka. What does it mean to trap a kedarka? What's the normal way to trap an ishus or a cholda? So, or akbarim. So says the Gemara, says the Braisa, that your chayfer guma utayle ba metzuda. You dig a little hole in the ground and you put a trap over there, and like that you trap the animal. That's in case you wanted to know how to trap it. That's how you do it kedarkai. Uketzat shalai kedarkai. And how do you trap it in a way that's considered a shinoi? Says the Braisa, your noyet shaput. You take a spit and you stick it into the ground, umake bekurdam, and you hang it and you bang it with a hammer, umirande ha'adama mitachteo, and that makes the ground underneath, it makes it collapse, and it'll fall down on top of the animal and trap the animal. And Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Rav Shem ben Elazar Eimer, kesha amru mistei lavan shalai kedarkai. This that we said in a stay lavan, that you have to use a shinoi when you trap it because it's not as much of a hefsid. So when you're trapping it in a stay lavan, you have to use a shinoi. Le amru ela b'stei lavan asmucha le'ir. That's only if the stay lavan is isolated. If there's no fields right next to it, what's next to the stay lavan is the city. Avo b'stei lavan asmucha le'stei ha'ilan. But if the stay lavan is right next to a stay ha'ilan, so then you have to be choshesh that the animal is going to go from the stay lavan to the stay ha'ilan. So then even when the animal is in the stay lavan, it's considered like it's hefsid meruba because we see it already as kilu being right by the stay ha'ilan, and then afilu kedarka. You could trap it even kedarka, like we just explained, because shem yeitu mi stay lavan viachrivu eseilanais, maybe we'll leave the stay lavan and go and destroy the trees, which would be a hefsid meruba, so that's why you could trap it even when it's in the stay lavan, you could trap it even kedarka. We mentioned in the Mishnah, mikarin esapirtsa b'mayeh, that if a fence got a hole in it on Chol HaMoed, so you're allowed to repair the fence. On Shemitah, we said you could even build a new fence. On Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to repair the fence. So, Ketzan Mikarin. So, what does it mean? How are you allowed to rebuild it? What exactly, or fix it? What do you have to do when you fix it? So, Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef explained, you can't do it in the normal way. You have to do a shinoi, v'hutza v'dafna. You have to use different types of branches from trees, or a palm tree, or other branches. And that way, you close up the hole, you stuff up the hole, but you're not actually allowed to mamish build a regular new wall, or fix it even in the normal way. But Masnisa Tana and Abraisa, we learn that also you have to do bashinoi, but it's at a different shinoi, that your tsar b'tsror, you could put stones there by the wall, so that would be the normal way, ve'enu tach b'tit, but you can't use cement. So the normal way would be to use stones and to use cement. In this case, you could use stones, but you cannot put cement there. And Amr Rav Chista le'shanu ela kaisel hagina. Says Rav Chista, though, he qualifies mamish the holding of the Mishnah. This that the Mishnah says, and the way it was explained by Rav Yosef in the Braisa, that you're allowed to just close up the hole, but you have to do it shalei kedarkai. This that you have to do it shalei kedarkai leishanu al kaisel agina. That's only when it comes to the wall of the garden. The wall of the garden, even if a person would break in and go into the garden, okay, there's stuff to steal, but it's not such a big deal. And therefore, you have to, when you fix this wall, you have to do it with a shinoi, you have to do it shalei kedarkai. Avo kaisel achatzer. But when it comes to the wall of a person's chatzar, in a chatzar, bizman chazal, they did a lot of their activities in the chatzar. So if a ganav came in and he came into the chatzar, it would be a tremendous loss. It would be a hefsid meruba. And therefore, when it comes to the wall of a chatzar, so if there's a crack in the wall, you're buying a kedarka, you could fix it even in its normal ways. That would be like if a person's door is broken to his house, a person would be able to fix it even in a normal way, or to fix the lock, because that would already be a hefse meruba if a ganav got in, and therefore it would be mutter to be buying a even kedarka even in the normal way. Says the Gemara, so practically that would be the difference between if a person's front door broke or if the door maybe to like a bedroom broke. So the front door would obviously be much more kal. Now says the Gemara, Lema Misayele, we have a rioter of Chista from Abraisa. This that Rav Chista said, that there are times that you're allowed to fix a wall normally. You can be bayne kedarkei. He said in the case of a kaisel achatzer, you can be bayne kedarkei. So it's not always true that you can't be bayne kedarkei. Says the Gemara, we have a braisa which seems to say like Rav Chista. Because the braisa says like this. It says, it's discussing chalamayid, and it says, kaisel agoichel l'rushus harabim, if you have a wall that's leaning over into the rushus harabim, so your saiser ubayne kedarkei. The wall looks like it's going to fall down, it's dangerous. So you're allowed to knock down the wall and rebuild it even kedarkai mibnei asakana, so you could even rebuild the wall normally. So you see that there are times that on Chol HaMoed you're allowed to rebuild the wall normally. So what's the case? It's the case of a kaisel achatzer, and this is a raya to Rav Chista. You see that there are times that you're allowed to build the wall normally, exactly like Rav Chista had said. However, ask the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. The Braisa is clear. Now, really, you don't have a heter. Halsam kedegatani taima. It's only in this case of the Braisa you have a heter, as the Braisa explained, mimnei asakana, because this wall is leaning over and it's dangerous. That's why you had a heter. And therefore, you don't have a riot from here that under normal circumstances, you'd be allowed to build the wall normally. The Yikadami, and some even say, that we have a kasha on Rav Chista from the Braisa, because the Braisa says, it says that if you have this wall that's leaning over into the Rishas Arabim, so you can knock it down and you can rebuild it kedarkai. Why are you allowed to rebuild the kedarkai? Because it's dangerous. So says the Gemara, it's mashma from the Braisa, bimnei asakana in, only because it's dangerous, shaloi bimnei asakana loi. But if you don't have a case of sakana, so then there's never a heter to build a wall kedarkai. The only time you'll have a heter to build a wall kedarkai is only if there's a case of sakana. So that's a kasha. So lemit tiavi tuf to the Rav Chista. So we actually have a kasha on Rav Chista from this braisa, because the braisa is mashma that you don't normally have a heter to build a wall normally. It's only in this case because of sakana. Says the Gemara, Amar Lach Rav Chista. Rav Chista will tell you that no, that there's no cash from the Braisa, because in the Braisa we're giving you a super heter. Hasam Saiser Ubaina Hacha Baina Vulay Saiser. In the Braisa's case, the reason why the heter was Zafka in the case of Sakana was because you weren't just building the wall, you were even knocking down the wall. You were knocking down the wall and rebuilding the whole thing, Kedarkai. That's something that's only mutter when it's mipnei hasakana. But in our case, we were talking about a wall that has a pirtza and you want to fix it, and so you could do a kedarkai, then it's mutter even when it's not a sakana. If it's a kaisel achatzer, that's what Rav Chista explained to us, that if it's a kaisel achatzer, even without sakana, you'd be allowed to rebuild the kedarkai. The braisa is mashma only mipnei hasakana, that's because you're also knocking it down. Well, ask the Gemara, Stam Akash on the Braisa. Nothing to do with Rav Chista, but ask the Gemara Stam Akash on the Braisa that Hasam Nami Listor Vlay Livne. Well, why, what's the pshat in the Braisa? The Braisa says you have this wall that's leaning over, so it's dangerous. Fine. So you're allowed to knock it down and then also rebuild it. Why are you allowed to rebuild it? What's the point of rebuilding it? Knocking it down, I understand, because it's dangerous. You don't want it to fall down on someone, Chas V'Shalom. So fine, you have a heter to knock it down, and even kedarkai, fine. But to rebuild it, what's the heter of rebuilding it? Says the Gemara, because im came mimnav leisaiser. If we didn't give a heter to rebuild it, so a person might be hesitant to knock it down. So this is one of the examples of hetir and seifa mishum tchilasan. Sometimes Chazal are matter something in the end, even which shouldn't normally have a heter, in order to assist the beginning of the process. So here too also, we're matter in the end to rebuild the wall in order to make sure that the person knocks it down, because we really don't want the wall being there. It's dangerous. A person might hold himself back and not knock it down if he knows he can't rebuild it. So we give him the heta to rebuild it. And again, anyways, it's mashna davar lechachamim. The chachamim are in the are they have the keys to the hilchos of chalamai. They get to decide what's asa, what's mutter. So they gave a heter over here in order to encourage the person to knock down his wall. Now says the Gemara back to Rav Chista's statement that Amar Rav Ashi masnisa nami deka. So it comes out just from the summarize what we just had until now is that Rav Chista told us that even though from the Mishnah it's samashma you can only fix the wall shalei kedarkoi, and we had like in the Braisa and Rav Yosef they explained you have to dafka do it shalei kedarkoi. Rav Chista said that that was specifically talking about a kaisel hagina where there's no hefse meruba, but when it comes to a kaisel achatzer where there's a hefse meruba you can rebuild it even kedarkoi, and we tried to bring a raya from a braisa, we said there's no raya. We tried to bring a kasha from the braisa, we said it's no kasha. So we have no rayas, no kashas on Rav Chista, we just have the statement of Rav Chista. Now comes Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Ashi, namasnisa nami deka. Now no, our mission is actually a raya to Rav Chista. Our mission is mediyak to, like Rav Chista, that it's speaking specifically about a case of a kaisel gina. And it was dafka by a kaisel gina, that's what Rav Yosef said, that's what the braisa said, that you have to use a shino, you have to do it shalai kedarkai. Dafka by a kaisel gina. What's the raya? Where do we see from our Mishnah that it's specifically talking about a kaisel gina? The Ketani, because the Mishnah says that not only are you allowed to fix the wall on Chalamayid, but ubishviyas b'ne kedarkai. On Shemitah, you could even build a wall. So now, Deheicha, where is this wall? What type of wall are we discussing? Ilema de chatzer, if we're talking about a wall that's by someone's house, it's the wall of his chatzer. So then, Tzricha l'meimar. What's the chiddush that on Shemitah that you're allowed to build a wall of your chatzer? Why wouldn't you be allowed to build a wall of a chatzer on Shemitah? This is like part of your, it's an extension of your house. Why would there be a problem? There's no Isser Malacha on Shemitah. There's an Isser to protect your field. But this is not your field, this is your house. So why would this be a problem? Elolav de Gina. It must be the wall of the Mishnah is discussing the wall of a Gina. And that's the chiddush on Shemitah, that you're allowed to build a wall. Va'afel gav de mechzi kaman de avenitiru. Even though it looks like he's protecting his fruits, which you're not allowed to do on Shemitah, even still you're allowed to build the wall. Shmamina. So you see from here that the wall that the Mishnah is discussing is specifically a kaisel agina, not a kaisel achatzer. So that's a shtickle riot of Chista, that when Rabbi Yosef and the Braisa explained it, the Mishnah was dafka talking about that you have to use a shinoi, and Rav Chista said that's dafka by a kaisel agina, it's takamashma like that from our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is dafka talking about a kaisel agina, because otherwise there would be no chiddush by the Shemitah case.